for all of us out here in Albany demanding outside the governor's mansion that the governor start using his executive powers as other governors all over the country have done in Illinois, in Kentucky, to grant clemency to those who are in prison and susceptible to COVID-19. There are those who are in prison right now who are dying. People are contracting COVID and they're dying without proper medical care, without ventilators. I doubt there's a single ventilator working anywhere in DOCS. He wants to release people who are 55 years and older, but who don't have violent crimes, who haven't committed sex offenses, and who don't have mental health issues. That's not enough. The governor has to go a hell of a lot further than that because his guidelines discount 98% of the elders that are in prison. COVID plus prison equals death. We need him to act now, especially for those people with mental health issues, because that is not their fault. There are people who are suffering. They are dying. The first death was Juan Mascaro in Sing Sing Correctional Facility. The most recent one was a parole violator in Queensboro. How many more must die?
My name is Jolene. My husband is Brian Russ. He's currently in Elmira Correctional. He's served 20 years so far, and he has another 14 to serve. We're hoping that clemency will come for a lot of deserving individuals, as well as the people that are at risk for COVID. Every single day, I sit around and watch Governor Cuomo talk about how we need to reimagine, how we need to build back better than we used to be. And that's absolute, but that needs to apply to people in prison. We need to reimagine a world where we're decarcerated. Decarcerating this state was something the governor wanted to do back in 2015. He mentioned the other day that we need to spend this time making reforms and innovations that we haven't had the political will to do so far. And that includes granting mass clemency. For them to be keeping people in prisons for decades after they've been rehabilitated is absolutely wrong. There's so many people that are in prisons right now that don't need to be subjected to COVID-19. We need to spend this time and we need to use it to pass things like Fair and Timely that look at people for who they are today and not who they were on the worst days of their life. Elder parole that does the same thing, that looks at a person for who they are now and not for the crime that they committed. We need to pass parole reform. We need to pass things like second look sentencing and things that get rid of these sentencing enhancements that keep people in prison for far too long. There's no reason for us to have people in prison for 10, 20, 30 years without anything in place to look at them again, to say that they don't need to be here any longer. Our prisons have become nursing homes. The governor will tell you that COVID in a nursing home is like fire to dry grass. In these prisons, COVID is like fire to dry grass as well. We need to pass efforts that will let them go. Pass efforts that will grant clemency now. The only person shouldn't be the governor that has the power to do this. We need to diversify that power. Pass things like Fair and Timely, like elder parole, like second chance sentencing, like parole reform that take the power out of just the governor's hands so more people are able to be free and safe at home with their loved ones. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tiana Taylor. My father has been incarcerated for 15 years now, and we're worried. I'm worried that they don't have proper sanitary measures in there. They need to be let go. 15 years my father's been in, and he's a changed man. He is not the same man he went into prison as, and he did not get sentenced to death. Our loved ones are incarcerated, making hand sanitizer that they cannot use. They need to be freed. They need to have the proper sanitary measures. My father calls me and he tells me his cell is no feet away from the next person. No feet. Not three, not six, none. Every day they have to sit at the same tables, at least eight men at a table sharing a water jug. It's not humane to have people sentenced to death. It's been way overdue. These are rehabilitated elders. They will not be a burden. They have homes and loved ones who will take care of them. Cuomo, sign the papers, free them. Follow all those other states who are free people. Thank you for your time.
Hi, this is Letitia Morris, and we're out here in front of Bedford Hills in solidarity. Here in Bedford, there's 21 cases of COVID. There's infants inside. We have a nursery inside. When do you answer the call? This is a form of cruel and unusual punishment. The Eighth Amendment, it's in line. Grant them clemency, Cuomo. My loved one is in MDC, Brooklyn, federal penitentiary. Whether it's federal or the state, COVID-19 has the same effect. Death by COVID and incarceration was not the sentence. Let them go. Grant clemency, Cuomo.
Hi, I'm Barbara Sarah, and I'm a senior. I'm here for the seniors who are in this facility in Otisville. The seniors here live 50 men in a dormitory. They are sick. I have a friend in there who is sick, and some of the men in his room are sick. And I have, today is a very special day. It happens to be Holocaust Memorial Day, where we are honoring the millions of people who died in death camps in the Second World War. And now we're going to have prisoners in our New York prisons, which are becoming death camps as well. And this is unacceptable. And there are men in this prison who have been here for 30 years who have fulfilled their sentences. The recidivism rate for seniors getting out of prison is less than 1%. They are getting sick inside here in Otisville. This is a death camp in New York, and this is shameful. So I just am hoping that you will write to the governor and tell him to get going and get these people out of here before they die.
I am here at the Otisville Correctional Facility, where I myself was formerly held hostage for a little over 29 years. I was released from here in August of 2015. I can only imagine what anxiety and frustration and fear the people inside, some of whom are still there from when I was there, people that I left behind, what these incarcerated people are going through in the midst of this pandemic. There were several other infectious outbreaks during my odyssey at this particular prison. There was SARS, MRSA, hepatitis, TB, and very little was done or offered by the prison system to defend not only the people incarcerated, but the staff as well. Each one of those episodes was really scary, being incarcerated, because we had no way to defend ourselves. And in this case, the very thing that is necessary to survive, the very act of breathing, can be lethal because this is a respiratory virus. In this particular prison, social distancing is impossible, as it is throughout the system. You are constantly in this place consists of dormitories, and you are constantly surrounded by lights, noise, and people. There's no way to socially distance in here. People are already infected and dying. That began with Juan Mascaro, who passed away at Sing Sing. There are several people inside Otisville who are presently infected. At least one has died. There are several staff that are also infected here. Governor Cuomo, we're asking you again, as we have several times in the last few weeks, clemency now, clemency coast to coast, let them go.